Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome. This episode is back from the archives by listener request. It's fabulous for an evening meditation, which is why I marked it as such, but it is also something that you can do any time of the day. This meditation is brought to you by Chilly Sleep. Chilly Sleep is scientifically engineered to mimic the natural temperature change your body demands to fall into deep sleep. I, for sure, am sleeping more deeply, more restfully through the night since I started using my Chilly Sleep pad a couple of months ago. And if your partner prefers a warmer bed, Chilly Sleep has you both covered. There's a wide range of temperature settings, and each half of the pad can be customized for the individual who's sleeping on it. Right now, Meditation Minis listeners can head over to chillysleep.com/minis for Chilly Sleep's best deal. It's literally hundreds off. Available exclusively to my listeners for a limited time. That's Chilly, C-H-I-L-I, sleep.com/minis for your special offer. Chilly Sleep also offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you order it, sleep on it for 29 days, and you don't feel like it's really improving your sleep, you can send it back for a full refund. That's chillysleep.com/minis, and the URL will be in the episode description. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable in your chair and close your eyes. And as you breathe in and exhale again, if you want to wiggle around a little bit, go ahead. And then sometime on the next 2 to 5 breaths, just settling in, choosing the space, settling into stillness a little more than before. Now, there may be some times in the meditation today where you start to physically get uncomfortable, and that's fine. If you do, just breathe in, wiggle it, and then settle back in again. Thinking now on the thing that you're feeling resentful about, or the person, the situation. Maybe it's not resentment, maybe it's irritation or anger. Whatever those negative feelings are, that situation, that person, think of it now. And now say to yourself over and over in your mind, I bless that person. Name them. I bless Sam. I bless Sam. I bless Sam. I bless Sam. Or perhaps it's a situation. But every situation has people involved. And so, turning from the situation to the people, even if the person is you, that you are upset with. And if there's someone that you're resisting because you feel especially attached to your negative feelings about them, then my suggestion is this: start with that person and just try it as an experiment. Saying their name over and over again, perhaps even out loud. I bless that person. I bless that person. And imagine as you do what it would actually feel like to bless them. And I'm going to be quiet for 2 minutes while you just give yourself permission to try this as a little experiment. Thank you. And wrapping that up, and taking a moment before you open your eyes to notice what came up for you. What did you feel? What did you think? And has your feeling about that person shifted even already? Just notice it. And know that as you go forth in your day, you can continue to do this every time that irritation or anger or resentment comes up again. Just take a moment in your day to bless them over and over again until the feeling shifts. Because the person you are releasing from this is you. Preparing yourself now to open your eyes. If you have a suggestion for an episode topic, please don't hesitate to drop me a line at my personal email address, chelhamilton@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening and create an amazing week.